Time for our next edition of the season countdown, and it's time to talk all things Geelong West and the Giants last year, finishing 10th spot with a 5-13 record, one of three clubs to finish with that win-loss with Grovedale and St Albans. The other two lucky enough to be joined by a man who's entering his third season in charge at West Oval. Great to have Greg Mellor in the chair. How are you, Greg?
I'm really well, thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
Great to have you here. How is the countdown to season 2020 going as we're about 3.5 weeks out from round one?
Well, I think we're probably like most teams at the moment. It's been, exciting pre-season, pretty solid, and we're looking forward to, seeing how much we can improve this year.
Last year, when you reviewed the year, you come away with a 5-13 record. Do you look back at some of the near misses of games from last season where you go, gee, we were competitive, but just, that probably lack of experience in class just held you back?
I think that's the evolution of when you're building a team and building a club, that's going to happen. And for us, it's about trying to make sure that we can stay in games for longer and be competitive for longer. For us, it's about trying to increase our scoring and deny the opposition scoring. And we felt that there was certainly improvement in that last year, and we need to this year go up another level again.
Defensively, it seemed like you some of the better, the really good sides got hold of you occasionally, but it was probably a less common occurrence than it had been in the first couple of years.
Yeah, it's certainly something that we worked on, and we've taken it up another notch again this year in terms of training those defensive structures. And so we would be hoping to think that we can, certainly hold most teams again this year, and it's how we use the ball on our offense going forward. And if we feel like that we've managed to recruit a few players that are going to help, certainly the inside work, and then it's just those guys that we've been having, like David Hanley and David Peel, who've been playing a lot of inside football, that we can get them on the outside and they'll use the ball a lot better and give us better options to score from, or better entries from inside 50 to score from.
Let's talk about recruiting. Minimal outs. Joel Bennett probably the only real out of note, and even then he's probably a 50-50 split between Werribee and West last year anyway. He might have played less actually.
He only played five.
Yeah.
He played five games for us. But I rate him as one of the best players in the GFL. The game against Grovedale last year when he had 45 touches and kicked, four goals from the, midfield. So you can't replace him, but in saying that, we didn't have him for very many games anyway.
Yep. Has he been in touch in his new coaching role? Is he a bit of advice?
No, he hasn't rang for advice, but we've caught up two or three times just to have a chat. Look, him and Darren, they're a great family, and so it's just a conversation, see how he's going and how he's enjoying it, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, he's going to grow up pretty quickly as a 23-year-old coach.
He's there'll be some enjoyment and there'll be a lot of headaches. So that's the way it goes.
Joel's the only out, but some fairly handy additions coming into your club. You've got three players who are working for spots on VFL lists in Tyler Watts from Portland, Philip Moimoi from Robinvale Houston up in the Sunraysia League, and Emmanuel Ajang is one that a lot of people are really looking forward to seeing. I think a Sudanese background.
Yeah, that's right. So, he's about 190 centimetres tall, sort of a running back, and, can swing and go forward.
Philip Moimoi, interesting, the surname, I believe he's related to the former rugby league star, Fui Fui. Somebody's suggesting he might be a nephew.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, he's a nephew. So he's obviously Tongan heritage. He's made his way to us this year. And, I'm looking forward to seeing him, go through the midfield and, play up forward. So he's got some – I think he'll be fairly exciting. He's pretty quick, and he's got some, a really good step on him. So his agility will be really good. So we're looking forward to seeing what he can produce when he plays for us.
I remember Fui being built like a brick outhouse, played in the second row. Is Philip not that build?
He's a solid lad, but he's not quite like that. But he's only 20, so you know, he'll only continue to grow.
Yep. What can you tell us about Caleb McPherson, who's come down from Avondale Heights, Essendon League, which is always good footy?
Yeah, so Caleb's a he's a really aggressive inside mid, and you know, just likes it, you know, pretty tough. So he's got some employment down here in Geelong, and that's why he came down here for work, and you know, and the school that he's working at, you know, we had some contacts there, and yeah, we got in touch, and yeah, he's over with us.
It's all about contacts, isn't it? Now you really like the recruiting network's not just, you know, just footy clubs contacting footy clubs. It's, you know, mates. It's social media. It's everything.
Well, look, I think it's part. Geelong's sort of like a really big country town, and you know, it's people know who they are, and they get in touch with them, and I'm sure all clubs are the same. And once people sort of get in there and they feel at home, then it sort of becomes an easy decision.
Yep. A couple of Belmont Lions, Brody Edge, who captained the Lions in the GDFL, and Daniel Bannister. But I reckon you've been into Bannister for a couple of years, is that correct?
We would have liked to get him 2 years ago. That would have made him only a two-point player this year. But he's going to be a four-point player. But we need key back is what we really identified to go and get. And he fills that role for us, you know. A really tall, quite competitive player. So, he's just finished his exercise and sports science degree. He's actually doing a bit of work up at Werribee Football Club as well. So we're looking forward to seeing what he can do. And he's really excited about the challenge of playing on some of the best forwards in the GFL.
Yep. Talking about contacts, you played with Adam Richardson at West Adelaide. Did you have a crack at Tom and see if he was keen to come into the GFL after finishing, obviously, his Falcons time? And is he going to see it? He's going to obviously stay at Ocean Grove, but is he somebody on your radar for the future?
No, I didn't speak to him. I obviously spoke to Adam just to see where he's at. And I think the thing with Tom is that he's developing with his football, and you know, he was late started a football, played a lot of soccer in his early days. Certainly, just because of the you know, friendship with Adam, I keep a real close eye on how he's developing, and it was great to see him you know, win a premiership and do really well last year. And I think that he'll have a terrific year this year. And you know, and it won't only be GFL clubs that'll be chatting to him; it'll be VFL and Sandful clubs. And you know, and I think Adam's pretty hopeful that he might go over and play at West Adelaide again at some stage. So.
Be a nice touch for the Westies.
It'd be nice. Yeah, they'd be happy for another big full forward to go there.
Yeah, and if you can do what Adam did with those Ken Farmer. Well, he won 5 Ken Farmer medals, I think, in his time there.
Well, he had some players feeding him the ball. Yeah, he didn't give too much credit out for those.
Solid midfield. Hey, first four. Oh, gee, if Joey's in Newtown to open either side of Easter's. Well, I suppose you've got to play them at some stage. You might as well get them fresh first up.
Yeah, well, I think the draw is pretty fair. I've always sort of felt that with the 12-team competition, I think that you should, you know, there should be split into your four, and you play the sides around you twice. We didn't get that last year. This year we play all the sides that didn't play in the finals. We play them twice. Yeah. Joey's in Newtown at the start. Well, you know, you get to certainly see where you're at, and
yep.
I have no problem with that.
Yep. St Albans and Grovedale rounds out to the end of April. So you'd look at those St Albans and Grovedale games and go, well, they're the two sides that finished equal on wins and losses with us that you target. Obviously, you go into Joey's in Newtown wanting to win those games of footy, but you look at those other two and go, well, they're the real opportunities to find out how much we've improved.
Yeah, well, I think the whole thing is that, and all clubs would be the same, is that, you know, we want to improve to a level where we're, you know, around the finals mark, playing finals mark. So to do that, you're going to have to win somewhere between, you know, 10 to 12 games of footy, depending on how the competition goes. And so that only leaves you with, if it's 12 games, it leaves you with six mistakes or six efforts. So,
yep.
You know, for us, it's, you know, we're not certainly setting a target. We want to improve. We need to improve on the field. We need to improve our competitiveness. There's a lot of key performance indicators that we're focusing on that's not necessarily scoreboard related, but we know that if we get them right, over a period of time, that will correlate on the scoreboard.
So what do West have to do well?
Well, we have to kick more goals.
Yep.
That's the start. You know, our inside 50 entries haven't been too bad, but we need to probably increase them probably from around the 45 mark to up around the, you know, another 10 to 15 more
per
game.
You need to be averaging 15 a quarter, don't you?
Yeah, to give yourself enough opportunity. But also just depends on the quality of your inside entries as well too. And so that's something that we need to continue to work on. We feel like if we can turn the footy over with our defence, set our defence up better and turn the footy over closer towards in our forward half, that'll give us more opportunities to get repeat entries inside 50. And then, you know, and as the sort of the stats show, that turnovers from inside, if you're in, you know, in that front half, you know, it's something like around 60 or 70% you get a shot on goal from, whereas the turnovers in the back half, you know, it's something like about 15%. So it's trying to create, you know, more opportunities to score from and do a lot of our defensive work, you know, further up the ground rather than deeper.
Yeah. I've only spoken with a couple of other GFL coaches before having a chat with you. I didn't ask them about the stats that were made available to you last year. Did that give you a greater insight into your club than what you were getting in 2018?
I think what it certainly does is gives you a much better insight into other clubs of what they're doing. I think with the stats, they're not 100%, you know, accurate. They just sort of
more you a know, snapshot.
Yeah, there. More well, they sort of. Because sometimes the video tape is it's a lot closer than you can see, and you can't see some of the things that are sort of a little bit further away that are happening, and you know, but it's, you know, I'm really glad we've got it. I think it's a terrific thing, and I know, you know, the players certainly love getting in there and finding out what's, you know, where the stats are, and you know, not only just of their individual stuff, but the team. Stats compared to other teams' stats as well.
Yeah. New facility is not too far away for West Oval. I've seen the concept designs for it. It's going to be an absolutely wonderful facility. The Flowers family stand stays, and so it should. It's a wonderful piece of architecture, and it's been remodeled, obviously, in recent years underneath and will stay. But there's going to be a nice brand spanking new facility worth several million dollars sitting on that wing where the old cycle club was.
Yeah, I think it's going to be about 10 million all up. It's really exciting for our club. I think it's really exciting for the GFL and it's really exciting for, you know, Geelong in general. I think that the possibilities are going to be endless about not only GFL football being played there in you know, state of the art facilities, but also then you know, we're expecting that, you know, AFLW, and there might be some AFL pre-season games, and then you know some sports like soccer that would, you know, potentially in the future be able to play there too. Once the bike track goes, you know, which you know, it's in line to do at some stage in the future.
Yep. For those not aware, the time frame is that the old bike. The bicycle club home in the middle of the brick building there, a couple of the canteen and a couple of booths there, they'll be knocked over and the build will start in the middle.
Yeah, well, the cycling club have already left. Yep. The cricket club are still there, the Rams Cricket Club. That'll start in April. Yep. And you know, we've been told it's going to take 12 months, so we were hoping that it'll be ready to go for round one next year, which will be, you know, fantastic for our football club. And, you know, we're a really big football, well, not only football, but football and netball. You know, we've got over 1,000 members,
wow.
You know, throughout our, using, you know, GDFL alignment as well too. We've got two senior women's football teams, significant number of junior football teams, and it's, you know, it's going to be a club facility that's going to support and house all those offshoots of our, you know, of our club, and it's, I guess it's up to us to try and, you know, work together to bring everyone really close together. So we're working in a really unified, you know, group to build sustained success through all parties that are involved.
Yep. The Polworth Pavilion will unfortunately say farewell. That'll become car parking, I believe. Once you've settled into the new facility.
Yes, I'm sure Billy Polworth, though,
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed, he'll have something to name after him. He's still our property steward and gets in the on game days. So he's a great man, and has obviously been a wonderful servant to the community over, you know, years and years. So,
and if you get the chance, visit the dungeon underneath.
Yes.
That's one of the great places for local football memorabilia, is that dungeon underneath.
Well, there. We're hoping once the new facilities are built, all that stuff is going to be finds a home. Kevin Kirby's very excited. He's got his eye on how it's going to be, displayed. But, you know, it's certainly a rich history. You know, the Geelong West football team it's over 100 years old, and experienced a lot of success. Yeah. We're a significant club during the VFA days in the 70s and 80s, and joining with St. Peter's, and now we've got the Geelong West Cheetahs as well too, that have come part of our GDFL component. It's a real rich, vibrant history of our club.
Yeah, it's going to look fantastic. The facility looks great. This is your third year in charge. Have you started talking with the club beyond 2020?
No, not yet. We'll see. That stuff will just all unfold. I'm sure.
Get the feeling you're very bullish about where West are going, and that you'd like to see it beyond.
Well, absolutely I am. But the reason is, and it's the reason why I took on the job, is I've got two sons playing at the club, in the under-13s and under-15s. So regardless of whether I'm in the driver's seat or not, I want this club to be really successful, And so most of the decisions that I'm making at the coach, one eye is right on the near future, and one eye is on the future of what our club's going to look like in 5 years' time and 10 years' time. Now, I won't be coaching. I won't be coaching in 10 years' time. Yeah. But I want to, along with the fantastic people that we've got in our club at the moment, is help build a really strong, sustained club that's going to, provide a great element of success and culture that when my boys and my kids' mates, they walk into the senior club, that they've got senior players like Max Kelly, like Riley Moore, like Lachie Hanley, that are grabbing them by the collar and saying, this is how we do business.
Yep.
This is how we play footy. This is how we look after each other on and off the field. This is how we're respectful to the people who are involved in our club. And they bring in their parents, and we're a really strong family, united football club and netball club.
And you're doing a wonderful job, Greg. Third season in charge coming this year. Always great to talk footy with you. Love your honesty and openness when we do talk, and really appreciate you coming on this edition of the Season Countdown.
No worries, King. Appreciate being here.
Greg Mellor joining us, coach of the Geelong West Giants in the GFL. Next in our Season Countdown series, catching up with Ocean Grove's new coach, Pete Davey.